Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Awaken 180. Start the new year risk-free with Awaken 180. No subscriptions, no hidden fees, just a proven plan to crush your goals. Have 20 to lose? You could reach that by February. Have more? Do the math. Then go to awaken180weightloss.com. But before we get to this creature feature story, Jones, we have an update on a head coaching candidate here in New England.
We do. We knew about Ben Johnson. We knew about Mike Vrabel. We asked Tom Curran for more names. We now have one, according to Mike Jones of The Athletic. Byron Leftwich.
Byron Leftwich.
Tom Brady's offensive coordinator in Tampa, former Jags quarterback.
Okay, Super Bowl winner.
Byron Leftwich is interviewing for the New England Patriots head coaching job today, I'm told.
Nice.
Byron Leftwich, out of football last year.
And the year before.
Last seen as the Bucs offensive coordinator. You're right. It's been 2 years.
So he's had 2 years to prepare for this interview.
He was fired in January of 2023. The first.
All right.
I think the first interview, right? Ben Johnson's going to interview. Vrabel's going to interview. This is their first interview. A man outside of football for 2 years, though, as you said, a Super Bowl champion.
Jones, offensive guy, not in the Belichick tree, checks a couple of boxes.
Well, it's true.
Leave it at that.
That's a good point. Maybe he comes in and they go, yeah, so why are you a good candidate for the job? He's like, well, I won with Tom Brady just like you guys.
Quarterback. I won with Tom Brady.
I won with Brady.
Not that hard.
Yeah, I did what you guys did. What do you mean?
I'm overqualified.
What do you mean, how am I qualified? Yeah. You won with Brady, I won with Brady.
Me and McDaniel, Spider-Man meme. We're the same guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. So there's that. We can add that to the pile here coming up.
Handicap him real quick. Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel, Byron Leftwich. Why don't you power rank those most likely to get the job?
All right, I would go Vrabel, Johnson, Leftwich.
Okay, I think
it's an inexact science, Jones. That's what I landed on.
I think I would do the same.
Yeah.
If there's more candidates, I'd put them in front of Leftwich.
Okay. We will continue to update you as that goes along. But, Jones, let's go to the great state of Texas. Everything bigger in Texas, including scandal.
17-year-old Leander ISD student is now charged with felony animal cruelty.
I don't enjoy doing animal cruelty stories. In fact,
felony?
Animal cruelty. Yeah, 17-year-old girl. A animal cruelty story. So, not for the faint of heart. I should have given this a parental guidance warning. This is not for everybody.
18-year-old Leander ISD student is now charged with felony animal cruelty after allegedly poisoning a classmate's show goat with a pesticide.
Killed a show goat.
It said poisoned. It killed them.
Poisoned to death.
All the way to death.
Not
like a light poisoning.
Heavy poisoning.
Too much poison.
Or just the right amount if you're trying to kill the animal.
I have a theory on why. Okay. I don't know this story. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you're going to get it as to why she did
it. It's not like a rival
Me?
There's a goat. There's a goat show going on. So they show
them
like dogs.
They show goat. Yeah, they show goats. Okay. You know who has the best goat? Who has the fattest goat?
Show goat won a bunch of Golden Globes the other night.
Goat cheese.
Yeah, did very well.
Yeah, it did
at the Globes.
Show gun. Yeah.
So I was gonna guess a rival.
Could be a rival.
A rival goat shower, but I guess I'm wrong.
Nah.
According to an arrest affidavit, Cedar Park police arrested Aubrey Van Landingham.
Is that a real name? So we've had a, what did we have earlier today? We had a Ranrick, and then now we have a...
Cedar Park police arrested Aubrey Van Landingham.
Yeah, it sounds fake.
Yeah. What's your name? Van Landingham.
Winchesterton Field. Yeah. Bill.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
In November for, quote, intentionally and knowingly torturing the animal at Vista Ridge High School. KVU's Jessica Cha breaks down what led up to the student's arrest and how neighbors are reacting.
Good.
It was a Wednesday on October.
It's a guy on a tractor, which
taking
I don't
a pavement.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
A jackhammer. That was a guy flying around on a tractor. Apparently, they needed that.
Okay,
so a lot of farming involved here.
Yeah,
you get goats.
You got to set the scene.
Yeah, exactly. And they sure did.
October 23rd at Vista Ridge High School's Future Farmers of America Agricultural Facility.
Not for me, by the way. The Future Farmers Club of America.
No,
I'm out. I'm out of that. Like I've said many times, I'm an indoor cat. I appreciate nature and animals.
You were like a 4-H guy in high school?
No, I was not.
It's New Hampshire.
It's true.
A lot of 4-H going on in Vermont.
Nope, I was inside quite a bit. I like the indoors. The great indoors. It's my favorite.
It's just a half mile down the road from the school. That's where security cameras caught 17-year-old Aubrey Van Landingham grabbing supplies, walking to the goat pen with a syringe-like item, and forcing it into a goat's mouth several times.
Yeah, this is premeditated and then some.
Yeah.
This is not an accidental poisoning.
No, it's not Harry and Lloyd.
No.
wrong.
A happy accident.
Wrong box of pills.
No. God, no. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Cedar Park police say that was the second time in a 3-day span Van Landingham fed Willie, the 6-month-old goat, a toxic pesticide.
Willie?
Yeah.
The Willie goat. The Willie goat. 6 month. Like, I mean, this is cruel and unusual. 6-month old goat.
So did the, maybe they'll explain this.
Maybe.
Did the first dose not take and she's like, man, I got to ratchet this up? No. Or was it like you had to do it over time?
I think she was like, probably realized that didn't work. Let me up the dose.
Goat's still kicking?
That's my goat. The goat survived that? What the hell?
Double that.
What kind of hero goat is this?
Eventually killing it.
Yeah, I hear the animals all the times and, you know, you think that they're having a good life there. And
Selma Diaz lives a block from the agricultural facility.
So we had to talk to her.
Yeah. She lives close by.
She doesn't know the person or the goat or anything, but she lives around
she's
here.
She's walked past the goat.
We talked to her.
She smells the goat pen.
Yeah, but she sure does.
And is a Vista Ridge graduate.
Yeah, it was very shocking to hear what happened there because especially, you know, when you're in that program, you're supposed to have such a love for animals.
Diaz says being in FFA was extremely popular when she was in school.
Sure about that? You sure about being in the Future Farm Club was popular?
Yeah, well, when
I mean, times have changed.
When she was in school. Yeah, exactly.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
It was the cool place to be. Yeah, the goat shows. That was the cool kids.
It's like when Channing Tatum has to go back in 21 Jump Street. He's like, what's going on at this high school?
Yeah. Times are changing. Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
And she says it's a tradition for some families that span generations. Investigators say Van Landingham, a member of the FFA, admitted to poisoning Willie when they arrested her in November.
So they caught her on camera,
yep.
Then she admitted to it.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to find out why she did it. So you just think rival goat shows.
That was my guess. She's got a goat that she's trying to show. This is an unbeatable goat.
Always coming in second, always losing to Willie, I'm going to, you know how I'm going to take out Willie? I'm going to murder him. With poison.
Yeah, sometimes you need to resort to cheating tactics. The Patriots know.
It's interesting that you said that. Huh.
They say the reason why she did it is because Willie's owner is, quote, a cheater, and Aubrey doesn't like cheaters.
Got it.
She's a cheater, and I don't like cheaters.
Hmm.
That's some sort of, like, villain origin story. Like, this is a girl that has problems. Like, I don't think this is going to be fixable. So she doesn't like a girl, and she's like, how do I get at this girl? I'm going to murder her goat. So it's animal cruelty. That's always the first. I've seen enough serial killer documentaries to know that the first thing they kill are animals.
Yeah.
They torture and abuse animals. And then they're like, I thought they were kind of strange as a kid. You're like, no.
I've normalized this, so now Humans.
Humans are next step.
Yeah.
Sort of a warning to this girl, who apparently is a cheater. They didn't really dig too much into that.
Well, right. Does this mean cheating in the goat shows or cheating in her personal life?
On boyfriends, on tests.
Homework. Yeah, exactly.
It could
be
anything.
Sure.
Education, friendships.
They say the reason why she did it is because Willie's owner is, quote, a cheater, and Aubrey doesn't like cheaters.
That's a crazy thing to
say. Yeah,
like,
she's
if you
like,
put that out there, like, she's a cheater and I don't like cheaters.
It's like murder bad. Murdering animals bad,
yeah.
Cheating worse.
Cheating much worse.
Yeah.
They also say they found Google searches for how much bleach can kill an animal, as well as videos and pictures of Willie convulsing sent to the victim's mother on Van Landingham's phone.
Oh, no.
Next level, right? Like, she is going to be a serial killer if we don't stop her.
I think she's been stopped.
As a society.
Yeah,
she's
like,
been stopped for now, but I feel like killing a goat, slap on the wrist. They're going to wait and be like, oh, how do we see this coming?
Well, it's felony.
Like, we all saw this.
It's a felony.
That's true. But she's a minor.
Oh, good point.
She'll be out. She'll be
also,
having coffee tomorrow morning.
Also, how good of a Google search did she do when
how much bleach?
You had to
not
go
enough.
Back a second time, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if those answers are really. But how about the next level of taking a video of it happening and sending it to the person?
Yeah, that's
insane.
That's dark.
To go a couple of days poisoning the goat on purpose is just, it's just so heartless.
We also reached out to the victim's family for comment, but we have not yet heard back. Leander ISD has yet to confirm if Van Landingham is still attending Vista Ridge High School. She is scheduled to appear in a Williamson County court on January 15th.
Okay.
In Cedar Park, Jessica Cha, KB News.
Sheesh. So we'll have to wait a week for her to be in court and see what happens from there.
I don't think it's going to go well.
I don't.
She copped to it and there's video of it?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go well for her. It shouldn't go well for her.
No. They actually talked to another witness that was two blocks away, and this is what he said.
Hey, I too had sex with a goat.
That was a different setup altogether.
It's like, sir, that's not what she's accused of. Oh!
No, not me. I also, no, not.
That doesn't make it look so bad now, does it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Never mind. At least I didn't kill it.
Grazing goats, horses, and chickens.
The farm club.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's competitive, that.
Yoga with goats.
Future Farmers of America is a competitive thing. She took it too far.
It popular.
She did. Just by a smidge.
Pretty scary stuff, though. So just be safe out there.
So that's Kiefer Madness.
Yep.
Each and every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe.